Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Have you ever gotten to that moment where you're thinking, what would it feel like to really push my fitness goals just a bit further? And I mean, not just to stick to the routine, but to actually step up and challenge yourself to new heights. That's what I want to talk about today, because it was a matter of stepping out of my comfort zone. And I'm the type of person that was like, oh boy, I really don't want to push myself too hard. And I would make up all these stories of why I couldn't progress because there was a bit of fear there. So I'm going to talk about that. And, you know, this I really think can supercharge your fitness journey and help you discover new strengths that you never knew you had. Because frankly, starting a fitness journey, it's really a great adventure. And I think that you know, just some things to consider along the way as you keep going, that you'll want to say, you know what, I think I can go a little bit harder. I can go a little bit farther. I'm going to challenge myself with something new. But before we get into all this good stuff, you know what? If you need the right mindset, think about booking a call with me over at talktoperry.com and imagine just having a guide to help you navigate through those challenges, through to break through some of the stuff I'm going to talk about today, so that you're just not working harder. I mean, you're working smarter. That's talktoperry.com. So when I started and actually committed to my fitness journey, I realized I wanted more than just getting to the end of the 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I'm like, you know what? I want the results, but I want to keep going. But in order to get there, I had to have some breakthroughs. And there were some mindset blocks that were just stopping me along the way. Now, this might not be you. I mean, you might be a person that's like, hey, I've got momentum and I'm just taking things to new heights and I'm always challenging myself. Way cool. I wasn't there. I wasn't at that point. I was at a point where I was following a plan that was about a 3-month plan, and I got to about the midway point and realized that I was going to need to, the plan was going to adjust the number of reps and the intensity. And I was a bit fearful. I was like, what if I'm not ready? And I would create these stories like, I'm not ready. I haven't mastered this. I could barely do, you know, 5 consecutive push-ups. And I know the next level is going to have me doing like 20 something. I can't do that. And so I'm the type of person, when I play video games, there's a lot of people that play video games and they just play with, you know, they'll just go for it. They just challenge themselves. I'm the type of person that sneaks around the corner and kind of eases into things and tries to figure it out and is very timid. That's the way I was approaching my fitness. I was very timid about it. And I just these stories like, oh my gosh, what if I'm going to be too sore? What if I can't do it? What if I go to this next level and I find out that I'm not ready for this and then I just give up? I don't want to give up. I'm doing momentum. And I just had to stop and just say, wait a minute. You know, 6 weeks ago, you weren't doing anything. And now you're already trying to figure out how to ease into this next level. You're going for another level. Just getting in and getting started was a brand new level and stepping out of my comfort zone. And I just had to step back and say, you know what? Just do your best and keep going forward. Work on the progress, not the perfection stuff. And so that was it. I mean, it was just really breaking through that fear of what if it doesn't work out. And instead I started changing the mindset to, instead of what if this doesn't work out, to I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to keep going until I figure it out. Just like when you're playing a video game, you're going to figure it out to get to the next level. So that's one thing I encourage you on. And I've tested myself over the years. I mean, there have been things where I had an attitude about or a presumption that I was like, nope, yoga's not for me. I'm not going to ever do that. And then once I said, you know what, I'm going to just test this out for the next 3 months and do a yoga session once a week. And then I discovered, my other workouts got better because of yoga. And then I branched out. I mean, just for the fact that I even did that program called P90X blows me away, because that was way out of my comfort zone. I was barely doing like 5 to 7 push-ups. And then in the very first workout of that program, everybody's doing 30 push-ups. And I'm not saying one time they're doing 30 push-ups. There's like 10 times during that one workout where they're banging out, and that their goal is to hit 30 push-ups with, you know, a close-up push-up, a wide push-up, a standard push-up, a decline push-up. And they're saying, I'm going to do 30. I'm like, oh my gosh, I barely do 5. But eventually, when I challenged myself to do those things, I got myself to doing 30 push-ups, not just once, but all throughout, because that was progress. Constantly and constant and never ending improvement. Like Tony Robbins says, the can I, however he says it, constant and never ending improvement. So when you start to think about that and you really get to a point, instead of settling, you're like, I'm going to challenge myself even in new ways. I think that keeps fitness fresh. I think it keeps you challenging toward your goals. And I think that helps you keep evolving and growing, not only as a person, but in your fitness and in your health and wellness. And that's why I say to people, you know what? Imagine, you know, ending your workout not in an exhausted state, but in an energized state. And that's what I do when we chat on our call at talktoperry.com. You know, that's what the kind of transformation I'm talking about, and mapping out your journey to not just reach your goals, but to surpass them. You know, that's just always such an empowering thing. So let me ask yourself, what's one challenge that you could set for yourself today? Maybe it's trying a new workout class. Maybe it's adding an extra mile to your run. Maybe it's committing to extra reps or to go up in weights on your strength training. The key is to set that goal that maybe scares you a little bit, maybe puts you a little bit out of your comfort zone, but it excites you a lot because you know you're growing. You know you're challenging yourself. You know, fitness isn't just a journey. It's an adventure that tests your limits, teaches you about yourself, and ultimately transforms you. So dare to challenge yourself. Step out of that comfort zone and into the world where every sweat, beat of sweat, and every breath you're taking, every heartbeat, it brings you closer to that stronger, healthier version of you. And I just know you can choose to use your power and take control, or you can let the excuses and the rationalizations and the things that I was doing, the fear, you can let that control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals, and then to challenge yourself, and then looking at new ways, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.